Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Enriching Relationships in a Torah Home. We're going to use this platform to address the devastating events that occurred in Eretz Yisrael yesterday. I am referring to the well-known author and child support advocate who was found dead near his son's grave after having told his family that he is going to kill himself. This tragedy follows several weeks of allegations against the Nifter for sexual abuse of multiple women and girls over the course of several decades. The allegations themselves sent shockwaves throughout the world as many struggled to wrap their minds around the fact that a person who dedicated his life to helping others could at the same time cause such terrible damage to others and boundary crosses that are deemed criminal. While to my knowledge, the allegations were never officially confirmed in a court of law or based in, the fact that the man took his life raises suspicion over his proclaimed innocence. This is not the forum to debate truths and falsehoods, and it is not my place to analyze or report on the news. Rather, I would like to share some thoughts and insights that may help us and our children process tragedies of this sort. First and foremost, we must constantly remind ourselves that we are not to be judges. Hashem is the only judge of the world, and only He knows the truth about each and every person. Furthermore, it is only He, Hashem, who can impose reward and just and punishment that is perfectly suited and fair to each individual in this world. We can let go of the job of judging, knowing with deep conviction that Hashem is the ultimate Dayan HaEmes. A second point to consider is that a person can be extremely talented while at the same time be unwell. We have seen throughout history that some of the most talented composers, musicians, artists, and writers were emotionally unwell. Emotional unwellness can take many forms and are often, but not always, symptomatic of unresolved trauma. Sadly, there are mental health conditions that result in an individual doing things that conflict with his values. Sometimes people recall such events, and sometimes they do not. Since it is unlikely that we can clarify if this individual had any such condition, it seems fair to say that there is a strong chance that he did, certainly in an effort to explain such a phenomenon to children. He was a very talented man, and he seems to have a part of himself that cared a lot about helping others, and at the same time, there was a part of him that was terribly unwell. As adults, it is important that we do not get caught up in the drama of the suicide and then lose sight of the allegations that were filed and the people who filed them. The Das Torah that I have heard is encouraging that we show support to these victims and the pain that they've endured. We hope that Das Torah will continue to guide us as to how to conduct ourselves publicly and privately in response to this multi-layered tragedy. Perhaps the final takeaway from this heart-wrenching story is our desperate need for Mashiach. We say it and we talk about it, but do we each deeply and desperately beg Hashem to bring Mashiach every day? Do we really take 1 minute and plead to Hashem to end this bitter galus and bring us all to a world of wholesomeness and completion once again? Even if we do not have a chance to daven daily from a sitter, I'd like to humbly suggest that every woman take a moment from now on, either in the morning or at night, to pause, close our eyes, and truly ask Hashem with heartfelt concentration to bring Mashiach Tzidkenu, b'mheira b'yameinu, Amen.